Gen Xers are leaving the church in droves for all sorts of reasons. Kirby Anderson offers some ways to bring back the leavers here on Probe.
You know, over the last few years, Probe has been reporting on a changing young adult society that is marginalizing the church at an increasing rate. One result of culturally captive Christians is that their children often become leavers, that is, leaving the faith entirely once because they are out on their own. Are there others who are seeing the same degree of disconnect with the truths of Scripture and the lifestyles and life choices of young adult Americans? Well, this week we will look at one such prominent voice speaking out about some of these same concerns. Drew Dyke is the author of Generation X Christian, Why Young Adults Are Leaving the Faith and How to Bring Them Back. He's also the managing editor of Leadership Journal. Drew Dyke's book is not primarily driven by general survey data. Instead, he tells a more personal story. He connected with people who had their Christian upbringing. He talked with them about their life choices, and he attempted to share Christ in a way that would be meaningful in the context of their personal journey. As a result of this experience, he felt that those leaving their Christian-influenced youth to enter into adulthood without the total faith of Christ could be placed into one of six different categories. He entitled these categories, number one, postmodern leavers, those adopting a postmodern view where no meta-narratives are to be trusted. Number two, modern leavers, those who believe only what they can prove, and neo-Darwinism seems more provable. Number three, neo-pagan leavers, those who gravitate to an earth-based religion where they are essentially their own gods. Number four, rebel leavers, those for whom a sinful lifestyle appears more appealing or who don't want to give in to God. Number five, recoilers, those would be leavers who withdraw because of an emotional hurt associated with people claiming to represent Christianity. And number six, drifters, which is perhaps the largest group of leavers who gradually drift away because their faith was never that deep to begin with. You know, each category of leaver creates a different challenge for one who desires to lead them into a true knowledge of Jesus. Just as Paul used different approaches to share the gospel in the synagogue, the marketplace, and the philosopher's meeting place in Athens, so we need to tailor our approach to communicate effectively with our audience. Over the next few days, we'll consider each of these categories and some of the ways you can best share with them.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. Ways to Bring Back the Leavers was written by Steve Cable, based on Drew Dyke's book, Generation X Christian. Download your free copy of Steve's transcript at probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Join us next time as we help you think and live biblically here on Probe.
Postmodern thinking is becoming a cultural norm for young adults. The postmodern view holds that there is no objective truth applying to all, but rather each person or group of people defines their own truth. Yet many young adults still adopt modernity, the dominant view throughout the 20th century. Those with a modern view believe that linear thinking and rational thought can lead us to objective truths valid for all. In his book, Generation X Christian, Drew Dyke finds both of these particular views create stumbling blocks for belief. The gospel of Jesus Christ is true for all people in every age. This view runs counter to the true for you but not for me mentality of the postmodern generation. Many young adults influenced by postmodern thought have a difficult time accepting the all-encompassing meta-narrative of the gospel. Even if you weave a compelling logical argument, they will nod, smile, and ignore you. They need to see the impact of the truth of Jesus lived out in your life before them. Invite them to participate with you in serving others, creating an opportunity to share your story. They are initially more interested in your personal story. How has Jesus Christ made a difference in your life? Conversely, those with a modern view are not as interested in your personal story. With moderns, ask questions to understand how they decide if something is true. Model a concern for the truth before laying the way, the truth, and the life on their plate. Focus on the truth of the gospel, not letting you get sidetracked into other areas. How satisfying is their alternative view, and what are the consequences if they are wrong in their perception of truth? You know, many modernists report that most Christians hasten their departure from the church through trite, unhelpful answers to the questions they were asking. Be willing to do the research to answer their questions thoughtfully and with confidence. Remember, there are good, cogent explanations for their questions and their objections. As Dyke discovered, effectively sharing with a leaver today requires us to know whether their general thought process is more shaped by modernism or postmodernism. Their answer determines whether we start with our personal experience or with the total truth of the gospel. You know, we're living at a time with distinctively different ways of viewing our existence, modernism and postmodernism. In looking at young adults leaving the church, Drew Dyke found this juncture of disparate views producing multiple barriers to genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Today, we will look at two of the reasons he found talking with young adults about how they became leavers from a stated belief in Christ. First, Dyke discovered a surprisingly large number of neo-pagan leavers. Neo-pagans have gravitated to beliefs where they are ultimately a god living in a society where the earth is to be nourished and women are as important, if not more so, than men. One common example of this religious view is Wicca. Another example is Oprah's mishmash of Eastern mysticism. As with other leavers, begin by asking them questions to understand what they believe and what attracted them to it. With neo-pagans, Dyke suggests starting by sharing with them an appreciation for nature and our sense of responsibility to care for it as God commanded. We can also share the honor that Christ and the church gave to women. They need to understand that women are fellow heirs, not maidservants in Christ's kingdom. And upon earning a listening ear, we can share with them how we have experienced God's presence in our midst and share our spiritual experiences with them. Above all, recognize that you are engaged in a spiritual battle that must include fervent prayer on their behalf. As he examined his relationships with different types of leavers, Dyke realized that some of them leave not to follow after a different belief system, but instead to rebel against their view of a creator who is attempting to limit their self-expression. Some rebels are motivated by a desire to do their own thing and participate fully in the short-lived pleasures of the world. Others are motivated by a desire to spit in the face of God, declaring their independence. To effectively reach out to spiritual rebels, we need to let them know we care about them as a person. The world is already showing them in their rebellion that they're not really free. Everybody serves something. Get them to talk about what they are serving, whether it is money, success, clothes, power, whatever. Then share with them how you experience true freedom as a captive of the source of the true freedom in Jesus Christ. As Paul says to us in Galatians, "For you were called to freedom, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." In his book, Generation X Christian, Drew Dyke identifies six primary reasons young adults have become leavers abandoning Christianity. Dyke identifies the drifters as the largest group of leavers exhibiting that entrenched human defect, the tendency to drift from God. They did not set out to walk away from the faith of their parents. Over time, it became less important to them until it played no real role in their lives. As Dyke put it, the biggest danger to Christianity is Christians. Now, recent surveys show that 18 to 29-year-olds who indicated that they had no religion growing from 11% in 1990 to 22% in 2008. Of these young adults, two-thirds of them were leavers from an earlier point in their life when they considered themselves Christians. Their most common reason stated for leaving was not some intellectual epiphany, but rather they just gradually drifted away from their religion. Drifters are not driven by specific intellectual objections. They may have no real objections or arguments against the Christian faith. Instead, they are apathetic towards it. It's just not important in their life. To reach drifters, one must redefine their perception that a Christian life is not worth pursuing. They need to see us loving Jesus because of who he is and not because of what he can do for us. It is not about getting God to do something for us. It is about the opportunity for eternal fellowship with the one who created us. You know, the drifters need to be connected with older adults who are living with an eternal perspective, who are redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to raise the bar on the Christian life. It is more than the sterile play-acting game that they may have seen from their parents. You cannot call them back to a watered-down Christianity that was unable to hold their allegiance in the first place. Instead, we need to live out before them the radical lifestyle of a true follower of Jesus Christ. The final group of believers are the ones Dyke calls the recoilers. These people are a special case. Their lives have been marred by significant pain. They relate the source of this pain to their Christian experience. For the recoilers, it is typically only in the context of a relationship that healing can take place. On the other hand, we need to empathize with them, while on the other, they need to see the joy our faith brings to our lives. Gradually, we may be able to help them delineate between God who loves them and the people who hurt them. In Generation X Christian, Drew Dyke identifies six different types of faith leavers: postmoderns, moderns, neo-pagans, spiritual rebels, drifters, and recoilers. Recognizing that we are called to be all things to all men so that we might be all means save some, we can also tailor our approach to some effectively to reach each type of leaver. Today, though, let's consider five aspects that need to be consistent regardless of which type of leaver you are dealing with. Number one, listen to them to understand which type they may be a part of. If we jump into sharing without knowing, we run the risk that they may tune us out permanently. Number two, articulate why we believe what we believe. We need to have a good basic understanding of why we believe the gospel is true. If we have a good grasp of the basics, we can tailor our approach to the type of leaver we are addressing. Number three, enter into relationship with a long view in mind. Don't expect to reverse their dismissal of Christianity overnight. Over time, we want to clear away some of the obstacles standing between them and a vibrant faith. Be prepared for this effort to take some time. Number four, focus on forging loving relationships. All the intelligent words in the world won't matter if they view us as hired guns, adding another notch to our tally. Paul reminded Timothy, "The aim of our instruction is to love, proceeding from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Demonstrating Christian love makes them more willing to sincerely listen to us." And number five, consistently pray for the leavers in our life. As Dyke put it, "We can give our loved ones who have strayed no greater gift than time spent in the presence of God on their behalf. Plead, ramble, cry, rage, but don't stop. Pray that God will open up to us a door for the Word so that we might be able to speak forth the mystery of Christ, that we might make it clear in the way we ought to speak. If we are not bringing God into the relationship through prayer, we are not speaking with His effectiveness. I don't believe the God who desires all men to be saved would be at the same time desire a large portion of our young adults to leave behind faith in Jesus Christ. We're not going to throw up our hands and surrender, but rather to dedicate ourselves to sharing Christ in a way that communicates the love and the truth to different sets of ears. Let's commit ourselves together to reach out and bring these leavers into an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ."